Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Hey guys, this is Shannon. You're listening to The Thing Is. I knew it. It's because it's not in the right spot. There we go. Thanks for coming back to join us. I'm here as always with my lovely co-host, Maddie.
Hello, everyone. How are we doing?
Oh, it's been a day. It's been a day.
Sure has been one.
But we're here. So full disclosure, for the people not currently in our Zoom chat, we had a guest and the guest had a personal issue happen. Maddie forgot that he had a class today, and then something happens in the class, which I'm sure we'll hear about, and it's just a whole thing. So it's just going to be Maddie and I today as Maddie drives. And I do have some things to talk about. Like, we can just do some catching up on this episode, and I am confident it'll be fun. So let's start with what happened in your class today, Maddie.
So I don't know. I turned around. Like, one of the guys was just gone for a while. And I was like, oh, I wonder where he went, you know? Just figured he was fucking off. And then there were ambulances and shit. I was like, oh, I wonder what's going on, you know? I still had no fucking clue as to what was going on around me, to the surprise of no one. And then I hear, yeah, Derek had a seizure in the bathroom. I'm like, oh, all right. Well, I hope this doesn't fucking make the class go late. And it sure as shit did, you know?
Is he, like, epileptic?
I guess, yeah, he's had, like, issues with seizures in the past, so this was one of them, and he's all right now, but he fucked up my night, you know, so I'm like,
it's fine. I mean, it's not really, it's fine. It didn't fuck up anything here, because the guest isn't here, so it's fine.
Worked out the best.
I do, like, the same, you know, I have, like, thousands of fears, as you do, but how I'm always scared I'm going to get murdered, or I'm going to just, like, die instantaneously for no reason, or, like, have an aneurysm, or, you know, a blood clot or something, and whenever I have, like, a pain in my leg or something, I'm like, oh, blood clot's going to go right to my lungs or my brain, it's over. But I also worry about seizures. I'm not going to say it, not even saying it, because knocking on wood isn't strong enough, but
you've never seized?
I've never seized, no. But I'm always scared, because, like, when you watch people talk about it, they're like, oh, and then all of a sudden I felt different and I knew it was coming on. So when I feel different, I'm like, is a seizure going to happen? Because I live alone. If I have a seizure, it's over.
Fucked.
Have you ever
had a seizure? Yeah, my first thought was, like, I've never had one, thank God. When I used to train the martial arts, we had a kid who'd fucking fall out, like, every other week. He'd just collapse and start seizing away. And I don't know, like, luckily it was always on mats, right? So that's good for him. But yeah, no, I've never had them, but I've passed out, like, a couple times, you know, from, like,
passed
heat.
Out.
Yeah. The first time it happened, I was like, eight or under for sure. I think I was like 6 or 7. I took, like, a super hot shower, and then, like, I called my mother in because I was, like, feeling fucking weird and I had no idea what was going on. And then I went, I can't see, because, like, I guess whatever closes in when you're about to pass out. And I just went down and she fucking panicked, woke my father out of a dead sleep to fucking, he's like, what the, you know, he's not panicked. He's like, hopefully this is it, you know, like, hopefully this fucking problem is over. And
he's just a faggot. It's too hot. Hey,
you probably did call me a fucking queer. A little fucking queer passed out from a warm shower. And the second time, I think I was around 12 or so at baseball camp. Same type of deal. It was just really hot, dehydrated, and I passed out. I think those are the only two times, aside from, like, drinking, you know?
Oh, well, yeah, I've passed out from drinking, but not, like, just a drop, like, you know, not just drop and faint. I've never fainted.
Yeah, no.
But I felt close to it when I have too much caffeine. You know, I'm, like, very sensitive to caffeine. If I have, like, a little too much, I'll have that, like, tunnel vision start and I get all shaky and I have to, like, eat or lay down, but I've never actually fainted.
You get tunnel vision, like it closes in?
Yeah.
Really?
That's yeah, so it's like freaky. I'm probably close to fainting, but because my brain doesn't want to ever sleep, it's like, we'll get you almost there, but you're not actually going to fall asleep.
Yeah, you're not getting out that easy, bitch. No.
Okay, so I have one story that I want to share, and then you tell me your opinion. And this is not a dating story because, you know, there's no dating.
You don't do those?
No. But last weekend was my first time bartending in a long time because I'm fully vaccinated now. And it was a private party. And I kind of don't want to bartend anymore. Like, there's plenty of work, you know, for me to do that I've grown accustomed to having my weekends now to, like, you know, work, but like not constantly, like have breaks between work. So I was told that somebody requested me to work, and I didn't even ask who. I just figured it was someone whose party I had done before. And I was like, sure, all right, fine, then I'll go in. Cause I figured then I'm gonna actually make money if it's somebody who, like, you know, wants me there specifically. So I go in and I see the names on the screens, and I realized who it was. It was my my best friend, one of my best friends in high school. It was her kid's communion, confirmation, something religious. And she was having the party. And I had remembered that she had asked me a long time ago, if I would work, whatever. I was like, of course. And I haven't seen her in a million years. And I don't remember us having a falling out. It's just, you know, life happens after high school. We didn't really hang out anymore. So I'm there setting up the bar. And I, as soon as I see her and her husband, I go up and I'm like, hey, how are you? And I give them a hug. And she's like, thank you so much for coming in. And she's like, oh, I'm so tired, whatever. So I said hi for 2 seconds. And then I continued with, you know, setting up the bar. So the party starts. Her husband, you know, came up to the bar a bunch of times because he was drinking. She wasn't drinking. And she never came up to the bar. And I was like texting with my high school boyfriend at the time. And I was like, you're never going to guess, because we're so cool. And I was like, you're never going to guess whose party I'm working. And then I told him, he's like, oh my God, how is she doing? And I was expecting to be sending him like selfies of us together and stuff. And she never came up to the bar. Towards the end of the party, because there's like servers there. Towards the end of the party, she's up at the bar. She's holding a baby. And one of the servers is also up at the bar. She asks the server for water. The server asks me for the water. I hand the server the water, and then she hands the water to her. And she never made eye contact with me. She continued to stand there for like 5 minutes, and then she went back to her table. Isn't this like a weird thing where it's like, are you like not allowed to make eye contact with the help? Like, I don't know what's happening here. Throughout the whole party, she never came up to me. The husband was nice, not flirting or anything. So I don't think it was anything having to do with that. And then at the end of the night, they never tipped me, where it's like, oh, thank you for coming in and working the party that we asked you for. I don't know, $20. I would expect way more than that, but anything like, just a gesture, nothing. She never said goodbye to me, nothing. So at the end of this, I'm forced now to think that this was a ruse, where she's like, cause like I have like, you know, she was always like heavier than me. And like, you know, I had the boyfriend in high school and whatever, where I'm thinking now maybe she wants to like parade her lovely, perfect little family, her two kids and her husband and everything in front of me as I'm like the servant serving drinks to them to like rub it in my face. This is the only thing that I can come up with as an idea of why this happened this way. What is your opinion?
I mean, for sure. Yeah, I think it's a possibility, right? There is like that, that like female competitive nature that you all get, you know. You don't think she thought you were like fucking her husband or something?
I never met him before.
Oh.
I never ever met him. This is my first time ever meeting him.
Maybe she's just fucking nuts. She's just paranoid and crazy. What were they? Like, what kind of people were they?
You mean like their ethnicity?
Yeah, like have married one?
No, like, like, this is, like, very, like, Guinea Italians, like, old school Italians, like, speak Italian.
Garbage people. Oh, off the boat-ish?
Yeah, like, they all, like, they're, like, first generation in this country, most of them.
Do they have, like, a thing where they don't speak to, no, I don't know, that's fucking weird.
And as I was talking to my ex-boyfriend during this time, and he's, like, do you think that this was like the motive the whole time? And I'm like, I didn't want to think that because I don't want to be like the crazy person, but
right.
I don't know. I mean, not even say goodbye, not a tip. It's crazy. Why ask
some people? Some people are just shit though. Or maybe they're just socially awkward.
No, but we were best friends.
I don't know. I've almost given up on like trying to understand how people operate because I can't even figure out how the fuck I operate around others, you know?
But this is like, okay, even if you want to flaunt your life in front of me, why don't you then like come and talk to me and tell me how great your life is rather than not ever even make eye contact with me?
You think maybe she felt guilty? That like awkward that you were there being the help?
She asked me to work.
I don't know. Maybe like it's a weird thing. Like, oh, I want to give like my old high school friend the business, but I don't want to make her feel. Her. Yeah, that is. Yeah, that theory does go right out the fucking window, huh? Yeah, you're right.
Well,
chalk it up to garbage people, right? The Italians, the worst of the whites.
I mean, I would like to think that there's another explanation. And even if like she was, because she started off by giving, you know, an out where she's like, oh, I'm tired. Or if you felt socially awkward, how about then like DMing me afterwards and being like, thanks so much. Sorry I didn't get a chance to talk to you or something. You know, we're friends on Facebook, or at least we were. No, we still are. But it's like, I definitely didn't. Oh, here's the only thing that could have maybe been something is at the beginning, after I like said hello to them, I'm 90% sure I had my mask on when I said hello to them. I'm 93% sure. Okay. She had her mask on. After I hugged her and talked to them, one of the servers said that on the sheet for the party with like all the information that it said that she's very scared of COVID. So maybe I offended her by hugging her.
I'm 100% sure that you don't need the mask if you're vaccinated, according to what the fucking data is telling us.
But she doesn't know that I don't have a sticker on like my forehead, but she, you know, but I, and that's the only other thing I can think of. Mike and Kim are asking if she follows my Instagram. I think she does follow my Instagram page, Mike and Kim. But yeah, I don't know.
Well, she sounds like an ass to say the least.
She can't presume you aren't vaccinated, then hold it against you. That's not reasonable. That's what Aaron said in the chat. Yeah, I mean, but this is, I don't know for sure that this, I don't know what the reason is, but it's whatever. I mean, if she feels better about herself now, then that, okay. If your purpose of this was to rub it in my face, then that means that you're actually not so happy with your perfect little family. If you like need to parade it in front of somebody else.
Yeah, because you're like, you're not, what do you call it? Yeah, you're not fulfilled. You know what I mean? Like if you're trying to fill your fucking life up with other people's, I guess what you consider, you know, misery, for lack of a better word. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I'm miserable, but working the party didn't make me miserable.
Not because of that, yeah.
Yeah, no, that didn't add to my
dating life.
Yeah. And I'm still skinnier than her. I have that. That's about it.
You should DM her on fucking Instagram or Facebook. Like, you're still fat, by the way.
No, that's so mean. Because maybe I'm making this all up in my mind. And now she's going to happen up across this one episode and then be very hurt. I mean, she looks way better now than she did in high school. I think she's doing great.
Send her a backhanded compliment. Be like, wow, it's great to see you. You know, it's nice to see you're not as fat as you were in high school.
That's not, no, but that's still offense. Like that's not really a backhanded compliment. But like, you look you look so much better, maybe.
Than your former fat self.
No, you can't say fat.
Am I not doing it right?
No, it's still very offensive. Travis says, work on it. Sometimes when you're tired at the end of a long day, full of people like a confirmation and kids being on all day, it's easy to be moody and just ready to be done. And forgetting the tip was probably a legit mistake. And I'm okay with that. But then why not message me afterwards and be like, oh shit, I'm so sorry. Totally forgot to tip you. Or I'm sorry, I didn't get a chance to talk to you. Like we have, you know, she has a way to contact me afterwards and didn't.
Yeah, I don't think people forget tips. I think they either they're garbage and they don't know they exist, or they're garbage and they just don't do it because they don't want to.
Also, like, how did the husband and the wife both forget?
Yeah, tip? You don't forget a tip. Nobody forgets a tip.
Yeah, especially she's not drinking, and he was drinking plenty at the bar. But whatever, what are you gonna do? I just wanted to.
And he wasn't tipping as he went.
I don't remember. I don't remember him tipping. There was I had like in my tip jar we call them like fake 20s, because it's not that somebody put a 20, it's because they made change. I didn't have any real 20s in my tip jar. So, okay. Which is not how it should be.
I thought that was like your little, you know, you do like little fucking the starter tip. Do you do that?
I do that. Yeah.
That's a good fucking trick. That's smart. It didn't work for me. Yeah, it doesn't work on some people. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I don't want to keep going on and on about this. I just wanted to see someone else's opinion to see if I'm crazy for going that very negative route, but.
No, fuck them. You know, that's one less person you got to worry about now.
Yeah. I mean, we don't talk really. I was just excited because we used to be so close, you know, but it's whatever either way. It was just a weird thing to me. My feelings.
Unless she thinks like, because you're so close, she didn't have to tip you, which is like,
I haven't seen her in like 20 years. I mean, what year? I graduated high school in 2000. Go ahead, I'm old. I get it.
Yeah.
And this is 2021. So it's been 20 years. Probably over 20 years since we've seen each other.
Keep trying to find an excuse and you keep batting them down before I get the fucking sentence out of my mouth. It's like, yeah, there's no excuse. You're right. She's a garbage person.
Well, what are you gonna do? I still wish her the best. And her kids are gorgeous. Like, she really did have beautiful, beautiful children. I'll say something.
I'll tell you what. You work the bar at my wedding, I'll tip you.
No, I want to hang out at your wedding.
I keep fucking with Erin. I'll be like, yeah, I'll get Shannon to work the bar. She's like, she's not fucking working the wedding. She's coming as a guest, you asshole.
Thank you, Erin. It'll be me and Brian bartending.
It's funny to get her all riled up. You know? I like to keep her on her toes, make her think I'm more garbage than I am. I set the bar real low. That's the trick. For anyone listening who's like single and, you know, trying to find someone out there, or we're trying to like solidify a budding relationship, you got to set the bar real, real low. And then it's like so easy to exceed it, you know?
Let's take a minute here and talk about one of my favorite sponsors, BlueChew.com. BlueChew offers men a performance enhancement for the bedroom. What does that mean for you? That means lasting longer and going extra rounds. At BlueChew.com, you get the first chewables with the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis. And being in chewable form means it can work up to twice as fast as pills. The chewables from BlueChew.com can also be taken on a full or empty stomach, so there's no wrong time to take a Blue Chew. The online physician consult is free, so it's cheaper than those other two, Viagra and Cialis. And it only takes a few minutes to connect with a BlueChew.com affiliated physician, and if you qualify, which you're likely going to qualify, you get prescribed online quickly. That means no in-person doctor visit, no awkward conversation, no waiting in line at a pharmacy. It ships directly to your door in discreet packaging. And one of my favorite parts, the chewables from BlueChew.com are prescribed online by a doctor and made in the USA. BlueChew gives you the confidence you need in bed every time. You and your partner are going to love it. So chew it and do it. And of course, we got a great deal for you guys. Visit BlueChew.com. Get your first order for free when you use the promo code Shannon. You're just going to pay the $5 for the shipping and handling. That's BlueChew.com, promo code Shannon, Shannon. Get your Blue Chew today, and let's get back into it.
So that brings me to the next topic, which before I mention it, did you spill something in the middle of your chest?
Yeah, I may have spilled my beer.
Okay. Oh, you drank the beer in the car.
What? I mean, I don't know what I mean.
Okay.
A lie.
Speaking of garbage people and relationships, so I've been, as most of you know, like I've been sick over the weekend, what I believe to be a sinus infection. I didn't get tested, and today I thought that my fever was gone. I went to work. Well, my fever was gone this morning. So I went to work, I wore a mask all day, and then I came home and I was like, let me just check my temperature, because I'm like sweating, which is good because maybe it's finally leaving now. But I checked my temperature and it was 99.9. And I'm like, well, it's not gone yet. It's just a long sinus infection because it's been 4 days now. But anyway, so while I've been home and just like in bed this whole weekend, I had to find a new garbage show to binge. And so back in 2001 is when the first season of the show came out, and it's Temptation Island. Have you heard of it? Do you know what it is?
That came out in 2001?
That was the first season. That was like the original season of the show.
That's the one where they, you know, they throw in the fucking, the girls for the guys, right? To tempt them to not, right?
So, I mean, so it seems like couples. Pretty fun. Couples come onto the show in this beautiful tropical island, and then they separate the men and the women in different houses. Right. They do them with a bunch of hot people of opposite sex and tempt them to see if their relationship can stand the test. Yeah, don't do that. And so, it's Bachelor in Paradise before Bachelor in Paradise. Yeah, kind of, but it starts with couples, which is like kind of, you know, one of the only shows that does it. It's like Love Island, but with couples. Uh-huh. So... there are three new seasons, I think 2018, 2019, 2020, or up to 2019, 2020, 2021. And I watched all three seasons over this weekend. And I mean, cause you know, I love a relationship dating show. That's my favorite thing, but I'm curious. Okay. So in 2019, when the show first came back, it really bothers me that you keep looking everywhere else, except like at the screen. It's really distracting me.
Looking around for like people to get me in trouble. I'm hanging on the parking lot like a fucking weirdo.
You know, put it in like a paper bag, like a real degenerate.
All I have is this giant Home Depot bag.
So when the show first came back, it appeared more along the lines of people that were truly testing their relationship. Like, for example, a chick who her boyfriend cheated on her and now she wants to test him, or something to that effect. And the singles that were on the show appeared to really be looking to make a connection. But now, because men suck, and I'm sorry guys, not all of you, most of you are gross human beings. And as the show is really gross, as the show has progressed, guys are like, oh, you know what? I've cheated on my girlfriend before and I kind of want to do it again. So I'm going to talk my girlfriend into coming on this show so that we can go our separate ways. I could bang it out with a bunch of hot bitches and then we can just get back together. And I say, it's all for the love of the game, because that's what's right. Kind of happened with this most recent season, where there are guys that are just like literally having threesomes in the name of fixing their relationship.
Listen, sometimes you got to do what you got to do, right? Like, that's like the part about like the hard part about being a man that women don't understand. Sometimes you have to make really hard decisions.
Like, you know? How many girls can I fit in my bed?
Yeah. You know, like, listen, those beds might be like fulls. That's hard to fit three people in a full. It's hard to fit two people in a full.
They were at least queens. The beds.
It's still hard to fit three people in a queen.
Do you think that you and Erin would make it through this show? It's 1 month. 1 month, you're completely apart, no communication between the two of you, and you're both just around like the most beautiful people ever.
I think she'd have a better shot at me not fucking up than the other way around.
Do you think she would hook up with somebody?
I hope not. That would suck, huh? You know?
What do you think would happen?
I mean, I want to say no, right? Like, here's the thing. Okay, so if I'm in my own head and I don't have to tell anybody else what I actually think, I'd be like, no, I don't think she would. But that crazy part of me that's like, I also don't want to be that wrong, you know? Like, I don't want everyone to know. If I'm wrong, I don't want to bet on it and let everyone else know how fucking stupid I was.
You want to back yourself up just in case.
Yeah, I kind of want to give myself the out of being like, I don't know, you know? Hope not. But no, I mean, I feel like she's old now, so that time may have passed. I gotta turn my brightness up, so you might lose my video for a second or two, so I can find the brightness, because I'm old.
I gotta stop talking so it's an easy edit and they can just cut this out.
Sorry guys. Okay, that's so much better.
So she's older now, you're saying, but what does that mean?
Yeah. Well, she's like old and like wrinkled, less attractive to the opposite sex.
Okay.
Than she once was.
This is all bullshit, but I'm going to go along with what you're saying. And so now there's four couples. So that means there's four chicks in the chick house, and there's like 12 dudes vying for all of their attention. So someone, at least one or two guys, is going to be trying to get her attention. And they're going to be like ripped abs, hot guys.
Lucky for me, she is not into the ripped abs, apparently.
That's what she tells you.
Oh,
ew, muscles, gross.
Ew, above 5'3"? Am I going to look up all day? Dude, she fucking hurt my feelings so bad the other night, by the way. I was like in one of those moods where like you want a hug, right? So I was in the kitchen and I was like, I was having some Metamucil as an older man does. And then I was having some of my, what do you call it? The liquid IV. Cause I felt a little dehydrated. I was taking my vitamins and all that other shit.
And then you opened your arms to her and she thought you wanted her to pick you up.
I want to go up. I woke her up out of a dead sleep and I was like, can you come over here and give me a hug? She's like, why do you want me to get up? And I was like really pestering her, right? And she's like, why are you even in the kitchen? She's like, oh, because you're over there, you're having your vitamins and your Metamucil and you're trying to, and you're fucking, and your water and your vitamins and you're still fucking fat. And I was and I was drinking my fucking liquid IV. And when I tell you, I rocketed liquid IV all over the fucking kitchen and dining room. No. Oh. I popped the glass right at her. Listen here, bitch. You don't insult me in my own goddamn home. No, I laughed so fucking hard. It was the funniest fucking thing I've heard in a while because it was so true and hurtful. And it really made me laugh and made me appreciate the person she is.
Can we take one moment, because I keep meaning to do this, to talk about what an amazing thing liquid IV is. I keep meaning to mention this on the show, and I think I keep doing it after we stop recording. But when I was on my vacation, I have a bag right here. I was on my vacation, this is my second bag of it. I brought the whole bag with me for like all the girls so that we would have like one per day, because you know, like I'm old and I get like really badly hungover over nothing. And I didn't want to be miserable on the trip. And I was never hungover on the trip. Like, this is the only thing, aside from those pills a million years ago that was sponsored, I can't remember their name. From that, this is the only thing that actually helps. So for everybody out there getting older and you get shitty hangovers, liquid IV, and they're not paying. This is not a sponsor. Like, Maddie and I both use it. They're freaking the best. Yeah.
I use that and I use fucking glutathione. And if anyone wants
Eric
to know.
Keeps telling me about that.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to fucking, anyone wants to know which kind I use, DM me. I'll send you the link for Amazon. It's good stuff. I mean, apparently it doesn't help. Last weekend, was it last weekend? I guess, right? We did a show on Friday night, right?
Yeah, you were drinking.
More than I could have remembered.
Yeah, because I had to yell at you for cutting everybody off.
Yeah, I was a little bit, I was raising some hell, as they say. I had at least a double of whiskey to start the night, which was probably more of like a triple or a quadruple, if that's a thing. Then I had my 2 pints of Stone Cold Steve Austin's Broken Skull, greatest American athlete of all time, by the way, Steve Austin's Broken Skull IPA. So I had two pints of that. And then apparently I had 6 Coors Lights on top. Cause I was like, oh, I'm going to be healthy. Right. And Coors Light has less alcohol in it, so I won't get as drunk and really damage my body. But then I had 6 of them. So, I mean, I don't know what the math is on all those drinks, but I mean, I got to slow the fuck down. But as you were, go ahead. What are you saying?
I mean,
I might have a problem. She keeps going, I woke up and everything was out still, like on the table. So I got to see it the next day, you know, and really bask in my glory or lack thereof.
I told Joey earlier today that I may give you a rule where you can't start drinking until halfway through the show.
Definitely not like I was. That was too much, too fast. But you know what it is? Like, sometimes you're just in the mood to have a few beverages, you know? And
I get it.
Daddy wants to have a good time.
Yeah, but Shannon wants to have a good show.
Correct. Yeah, you're right. I mean, you're not wrong. It is. It's got to be kind of fun having a wild card every now and again, you know, like which Maddie are we going to get tonight?
It's the cutting the guest off every time he started to like respond to something, you would cut him off. And I just feel bad for the guest. Like if you cut me off, it frustrates me, but I feel worse about when you cut the guest off.
I just get excited. You know, I'm like a golden retriever. I get all hyper and I want to be in everyone's lap at the same time, you know?
I want to go back to you and Aaron on Temptation Island. So we talked about how you thought Aaron would be, and that you truly do think that she would not cheat on you, even face like whatever her, even if it was a guy who was her type, you don't think, because you think she loves you and this is it for her. What about you? So now being a guy and like having the scumbag in you of a dude with like hot chicks all over, and like they're tempting you, their purpose there is to tempt you. What do you think you do?
So here's the thing. I know I like to play a scumbag on TV, but I'm a softy at heart. I'm a romantic, as they say. I wouldn't. Here's part of it, though. Part of the issue, well, not issue, I guess, but part of the reason I wouldn't is because I know that they're trying to con me, and that would turn me off.
But
you know what I mean?
This may be like my being stupid and buying into it, but based on like what I see in reunions, like they end up continuing to hook up after the show. So whether it just be for sex or whatever, they do seem to actually be interested in the people that they're pursuing on the show, whether it just be for sex and, you know, not for love, but they are attracted to them. So if there was like a couple of girls that were attracted to you, and like you feel
don't
that they're
sound
really
like
attracted.
It's so crazy.
No, because you said that they're going to be conning you. So I'm saying they're not conning you. Like,
oh,
they're
no,
genuinely
they
attracted to you.
Nah, they'd all be like, listen, that kid over there is fucking sexy.
Look at his hair. Look what he's doing with his hair by the pool.
Like, I'd be like, wait, hold on. Girl, ladies, bang, like that. Easy money, right? Here's part of me would almost feel bad. Like, these guys aren't going to lay it down like I could. You know what I mean? Like, how many guys are there that are in the, it's four couples, you said, right?
Yeah.
But
oh, yeah.
12,
like singles.
12 temptresses?
The single people that are put in each house. I think it's 11 or 12, yeah.
For each, right? 12 mm-hmm. men, 12 women?
Yeah.
So, like, yeah, but, and then you only have three other guys in couples, like, they're not going to eat one of these strangers' assholes for hours like I would, you know? You're almost depriving them of the joy that I would bring to the table. The kiddie table, as it were.
So you're saying that you wouldn't accept the temptation because you don't want to ruin their world by being the best guy that they have ever had.
Yeah, that sounds pretty awesome. I'll go with that.
I guess we're not going to get your real answer, but I guess what you're saying is that you would not cheat.
No, I wouldn't, but like, not for not trying, you know? No, I'm kidding. I wouldn't. I'd be like boring on, I wouldn't be boring on that show. I'd be boring enough on this show, but yeah, no, I guess I just wouldn't, which kind of sucks, right? That's like I'd be like, oh, you know what I mean? Like, it wouldn't be like, it's not like it wouldn't bother me, you know? I'd like every night I go to bed and be like, oh, like, you know, like frustrated, annoyed that I'm in a relationship that I fucking care about. Kind of like I have for the past, 17 years or so, you know? Every now and again, one comes around and you're like, could do it, but I guess I won't because I'm not a shit.
That's good. I mean, we'll have to believe you and assume you're not just saying this because you're being recorded right now. But that's beautiful, Maddie.
Isn't it? Answer. I'm a deer.
Okay.
As good looking a guy as I am, you know?
Let's go over to scary things now. And we'll read a couple of listener mails. We'll talk about a documentary and then we will wrap up. So let's do scary things. Okay. So first, I don't know if we should do the documentary let's do the documentary first because I don't even want to spend that much time on it. I don't know if this necessarily falls into scary things, but this is where we talk about like our opinions on like what this life is, you know, spirituality. And I keep wanting to say synchronicity. That's not the word. What's the word with the S?
Shit.
Simulation shit theory. Simulation.
Oh, there you go.
So I, over the weekend, as I'm in bed, and obviously three entire seasons of a show wasn't enough for me to watch, I found a documentary on YouTube, a newer documentary, which you have to freaking rent, and I spent $7 on it, called A Glitch in the Matrix. And it's about simulation theory. And I'm like, look, I'm open to whatever. Like I have a pretty open mind and I would like to understand what other people's ideas are of why the hell we're here. I was never really a big simulation theory fan, but I'm like, maybe because I don't understand enough about it. So let me watch this documentary. How much of it did you get through?
I don't remember the exact amount, but probably like 20, 30 minutes of it, give or take.
Okay. And did that help to solidify your belief that we are in a simulation theory? What were your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, it's certainly not hurting the idea that we're in a simulation, you know, like these, like, you know what fucked me up when, first of all, the fact that they started talking about it in like the 70s, that kind of fucked me up. So like, I thought this was a new thing.
No, yeah, they said it was like something that kind of like shows its face again every so many years.
And what gets kind of freaky is like, as we advance technologically, it's like, are we, you know, the what do they call it? The singularity?
Oh, damn it. I keep getting the wrong last word. I'm so retarded.
As we get closer to like whatever singularity is, like Elon Musk is, first of all, they had like, I think if I remember right, they had a, like a Twitter thread of Elon Musk. I forget what he said, but it was like, it was so, it wasn't even like speculation. It was like, no, here's exactly, this is it. It's a simulation. And then like the Rick and Morty fucking account was responding to it. And that fucking show, if you don't believe in the simulation theory, if you don't believe in like any of this kind of weird shit, that would be the show to like get you kind of into it. You watch that show?
I do.
Did you ever see, you know, here's the episode that fucked me up, like, and really kind of ruined my life since then, even more so than it was already like in fucking turmoil because of all the crazy shit that goes on. The one with the virtual reality, Ben. Remember that one where Morty goes into the virtual reality and he lives an entire life as this character, Ben?
Yeah.
Gets cancer, beats it, goes back to work at the fucking library, whatever he was working at, falls down and dies, and then like comes out of it and he's freaking out and panicking because he thinks it's all real. That's how I've lived every day since then. Like, oh, this is just gonna, when it's over, someone's gonna take off the virtual reality headset and that's where I'm gonna be, fucking panicking. Like, I had a life. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't buy it. I don't buy it, at least based on the information presented to me in this documentary. Brian and I were talking about this before we started recording, and I feel like if anything, and I mean, if you guys have $7 that you want to burn, I guess watch this, but I would not suggest this being a piece of like research material that you use to make yourself decide whether you believe this or not, because I thought it was garbage. I feel like it pushed me away from believing in simulation theory. And spoiler alert, so if you want to watch this, I mean, I'm going to spoil something for you, Maddie.
Yeah, that's fine.
Towards the end of it, or like, you know, about halfway through till the end, they have a guy doing a voiceover and he's talking about how obsessed he was with the Matrix and how he loved trench coats. I mean, I don't know why this is in the documentary. And he's obsessed with trench coats. He's obsessed with the Matrix. And, you know, Neo wears is that his name? Neo in the Matrix?
Yeah. Yep.
How he wears the trench coat in it. And then one day he was playing violent video games. That's verbatim. Violent video games and rewatching the Matrix over and over again as he's in his room smoking weed. And then picked up the phone, a landline in his house, to test if this is actually a simulation, said the words that Neo says in the movie, which I won't even try to repeat, hangs up the phone, and then gets a gun and shoots both his parents.
Whoa!
Why is this in the movie?
Schizo.
What? Yes.
Schizo.
It's like the creation of a school shooter I was writing notes as I'm watching it. And I'm like, oh, this is just how a school shooter is made. And then next thing you know, he's killing his parents. And it's like, I don't know how this was supposed to support the theory of us living in a simulation. I took some other notes.
Yeah, that's not helpful at all. That guy's just a schizo, which like apparently pot, if you are a schizo, will just throw you right over the fucking edge.
But also if you are living a life where you are secluded and you're just playing video games by yourself in your bedroom and rewatching The Matrix a million times, I mean, like, that's going to not put you in a good place. This isn't a way to, like, back up a theory based on a fictional movie. It's just a crazy person.
Yeah, no, I mean, I can see where he'd lose his mind for sure. You know what I mean? Like, that's kind of, that's what I'm going through. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like I'm just sane enough to not go over the edge, but also not so sane that I won't panic for the rest of my existence.
Here's my opinion. I think that simulation theory is equal to any ideas, and this is what we were talking about beforehand, I'm sorry to repeat myself, but equal to any of the ideas about spirituality, ideas of the universe and like manifesting destiny and like energies, the same thing as religions and like even like anything as crazy as like, I mean, I'm sorry to say crazy, but like as far out there as far as like having proof, as believing in God or Jesus or in Scientology with Xenu and all of this stuff, like it's all equally unprovable and just based on like a single thought that there is no proof of any of it. And it's all just like us as human beings trying to make sense out of the craziness that is life. And it's like for you, it's more comfortable. I mean, maybe comfortable is not the right word, but I think you understand what I mean, where it's just, it makes sense enough to you to like explain away life to an extent by buying into simulation theory. For me, I prefer to stay, you know, to try to believe more along like the spirituality and like the universe and energies and stuff like that, just because that's more like comfortable to me, though it's not really getting me to an answer, but it's just like, I don't buy it. I mean, I wrote down so many notes, but it's not really worth it to go through all of the different things.
I'm not so obsessed with, well, I mean, I guess lately I am, though. It's like it's gotten so fucking crazy, everything. And I forget what it was, but I put something up on social media. I was like, we get it. It's a simulation. Enough is enough. You know what I mean? Like, enough is enough already. Stop with the signals. Just tell us what the fuck you want and let's get to whatever we're going to get to. Because it's just getting so fucking, like, nothing makes any sense anymore. Unless it's just, like, our generation. You know what I mean? Like, every generation, like, every, like, people who think about having kids, right? They always say, like, oh, I don't know if I want to have kids in this messed up world. And that apparently has been, right, exactly. For fucking generations upon generations, people have said that. But I feel like, I don't know, and maybe, again, because I'm living in this generation, maybe I'm just thinking this way. But I really do feel like this generation is fucking bizarre.
I think that you're also doing a thing similar to this parent killer, that you are like, you're immersing yourself in the craziness, you know, like you're like going through all these articles and reacting to it. So, you know, you're bringing it more into your life. And so this is a reaction to that, you know, where I agree shit is crazy. And when I have to read headlines just for shows, like get news together for shows, I'm like, what the fuck is happening? But I can't immerse myself in that because that's not going to help me in my life. It's going to make me feel encompassed by like negativity and make me feel shitty and feel like there's no hope, you know? And I feel like, I mean, I'm not judging you, but I just think that like, you're just encompassing yourself in it. And that's why you feel this way about it.
You know what I've had to really make myself by the way, speaking of like that simulation thing and remember the non-player character, the NPC part of it?
Mm-hmm.
There's been this guy just walking back and forth since probably before we started the fucking show. He keeps walking back and forth. Like, what is happening right now?
So this is something that I wrote down in my notes, is this is an easily testable thing. If this is like a non-player character, go and talk to him and see what his response is.
I'm not approaching him. He's black.
But it's like, you know, like things like that part in particular, the non-player character thing, it's like, you know, where in a game, like they only have like certain responses. And it's like, there, you test it then. Test it and talk to the person and see what the answer is. Or go back, like he was talking about like the person who like bags groceries or whatever. And he himself, that guy, was saying he was a non-player character and how he would have like only certain responses. So if you see someone like that, go to them different days, ask them the same questions. You have to, like, I mean, this is an easily provable or non-provable thing.
Here's the problem. If I like go up to this gentleman, and I'm like, excuse me, sir, are you an N? I'm going to get like my jaw broken before I can finish.
That's not what I mean. I don't mean just ask them that question. I mean, like, have a conversation and see if it seems weird. I mean, obviously it'll be weird, but I mean, if it seems like it's programmed or if it seems like it's a human that's just fucked up or crazy.
I don't approach strangers. It's dangerous. What were we just talking about, though, before I just noticed this fucking psychopath walking back and forth for the past hour?
I mean, we've been talking about simulation theory. Oh, and you getting all caught up in the articles and stuff.
Oh, yeah. No,
what I had to pull yourself away from something.
Yeah, what I realized I have to stop doing is reading Twitter comments.
Yes.
Because, I mean, wow, are there a lot of stupid people. It's crazy. Have you read Twitter comments?
I mean, I have seen comments, just comments across the board. I mean, Reddit, YouTube, the Gas Digital chat. I mean, there's a lot of like really ridiculous stuff, and you never know where that's coming from. You don't know if they're trolls just saying stuff to get a rise out of you. You don't know how many people actually believe the bullshit that they're saying, and so you just can't fill your brain with that.
It's so much. It makes me angry, like so, like physically angry.
And how is that improving your life?
No, it's really hurting. It's probably growing tumors in my fucking stomach. It's like, I don't know. I have a real problem with like stupid people, bullshit, you know, like people who are uninformed and ignorant. I get angry. And I think it's me at this point. Cause like, I gotta just stop, just relax, you know?
Yeah. It's just that, I mean, you can't fix other people's point of views.
He just walked behind me. He walked a different way. Finally, Jesus Christ.
See, that's because you called it out. So they had to move him.
It's a simulation. You're going to murder me now.
Okay. So yeah, I mean, just to wrap that up. I mean, obviously you know that you can't surround yourself with that because it's just going to make you more miserable.
Hey, great news fans. Yo Kratom, the best supporter of our style of comedy, just launched Yo Delta. That's right. We've got a new Delta 8 sponsor with everything you need to stay high all summer long. So if you're over the age of 21 and living in the majority of states where this is legal, well then it's time to stock up and enjoy a summer of Delta 8. You might be wondering, what's Delta 8? I'll tell you, it's something found in weed that can legally be shipped nationwide and get you high. What more do you need to know? I've used their vapes in the past, they are fantastic, and I'll tell you right now, Yo Delta is potent, and if you're living in a state where weed's illegal and you're constantly trying to get a hold of your source and he either wants to hang out too much or you can never track him down and blah blah blah, just go to YoDelta.com for high-quality, lab-tested Delta 8 gummies and vapes that will get you high. That's YoDelta.com, and if you use promo code GAS, you're going to get 25% off. Once more, promo code GAS at YoDelta.com, get 25% off, and start getting high, cuz. Let's get back into it.
Let's move on to something more fun. I have a pretty long scary things, and then one short one, and then we have one picture from Matt and Andrea, because like a bunch of members of Ding Nation, they all kind of got together in Colorado and hung out, and they went to the Shining Hotel, and they did like some ghost hunting, and they did send a picture. So maybe we'll do that first. One second.
By the way, Erin from the chat just popped up with her fucking mask photo. Can we stop that? Can we just, everyone, anyone and everyone who's got their mask photo in anything, can just stop it already?
Oh, I'm just seeing you and I. I'm not seeing everyone's thumbnails.
It's just a simple request. Knock it off.
I mean, I have to say, on dating apps, if their first picture is of them wearing a mask, I mean, I'm swiping left.
I hope you swipe left.
Stupid.
Absolutely. Oh, my God.
Why do I want to, I don't, why? Also, I swipe left. And I mean, if they say vaccinated, it's like, I don't know. It's just annoying to me. If this is so important to you that you have to put this in your profile, I am also not interested. Like, I don't want somebody so hard on either side.
Yeah, I don't care. Like, I don't give a shit. Yeah.
Okay. So let's see. I'm going to share the picture. Oh, Brian, can you give me sharing privileges? So I guess maybe I will wait for that and I'll read one of the emails in the moment. So I'm going to read the shorter one first. It's just kind of like a silly thing, but I get it. Okay, this is from Kirk. a couple of years ago, I was reading the book It during the day and decided to go for a mountain bike ride on some trails in the evening. As I'm riding and not a single person in sight, I look up and see a red balloon floating towards me. I stop my bike and watch as it comes closer to me. The balloon hits a cactus right next to the trail. It pops and just hangs there. It was really weird and spooky. Fuck clowns. Hope you share my story. Thanks, Kirk. And the title is This Happened to Me and I'll Never Forget It. 100% No Bullshit. And it seems like a thing, you know, that could possibly happen in life. And it's just so similar to the movie that it would, that would ruin your life if that happened.
Is that like a scene from the movie though, or a book or
That's like the cover of the DVD.
Yeah. But is it like a thing where you're riding your bike in the mountains and a red balloon floats towards you, or you know what I'm asking? Like, how close is it? Is it just the red balloon? Cause like, that's how many colors are there, you know?
I think it's the red balloon and the popping of it.
Yeah. I mean, it's creepy enough. I'm not saying I'd be okay with it. You know, I'd be a little perturbed, to say the least.
Okay, I'm going to share.
What is that? What's with the fucking synchronicities all the damn time?
I mean, it's...
Especially since I met you, goddammit. This is, like, totally off topic. I had, like, bad deja vu today, speaking of fucking, like, weird synchronicities and shit. I mean, nothing, like, you know, nothing too crazy, but it's like, what is that? And is that just is that the glitch in the matrix? Is that your just your brain having a little fucking cross wiring for a second, you know, like your short term and long term memory going fucking haywire? I don't know. There's a lot of answers we don't have.
We have no answers. Like, I mean, I've been reading this book because I can't remember anything. So it's a book called Keep Sharp. And they talk about, I may have mentioned this on the show before, but they talk about how like the brain is like the only part of the body that has the ability to get better as you get older. Like, you can improve at your like recollection of things, but it's like people get lazy and that's why it gets worse. So I'm like trying to learn how to sharpen that up, but it's just the amount of stuff that people don't know about, like why Alzheimer's happens, why dementia happens, how to avoid it. And it's just like they guess, like they don't know the answer. So there's so much that they don't know. And things like deja vu, it's like for me, when I get it, I feel like it's something I've seen in a dream before. For me, in that glitch in the Matrix movie, they talk about how that has some, just like how in the Matrix, how it's like a, you know, a glitch in the Matrix, you know, a little mistake. But and then like scientifically, they say that it's like, you know, a short circuit thing for a second. I'm sure that's not the scientific term, but you know, who knows? It's however I guess you choose to interpret it. So I'm going to show this picture now. This is from Matt and Andrea. Let me see if I can zoom. So what they're saying to look at is the top left balcony window. I don't know if you can see my mouse moving, but I do see, but it looks like, let me see how far in I can go. Oh, I can't scroll though.
Looks like a shoddy paint job.
Yeah. Or like a flash. Oh yeah. I see that. It could be like a flash thing. But I do see some sort of light anomaly in the top left corner.
Is the flash thing really a problem anymore? I feel like
I don't know.
Like, you know what I mean? Like red eye is. I haven't seen red eye in a photo in forever, right? Yeah. So like that's a flash thing.
The light does weird stuff in photography sometimes. But yeah, that's a good point. I mean, I feel like it's not really the case so much anymore.
Yeah, like with the iPhones and shit. You know, whatever phones. Got it figured out. I don't know how the fuck they did it. Had to figure that out all of a sudden. Oh, something going on. There's a fucking grand conspiracy here.
I feel like it's going to be a mistake for you to continue that documentary. I'm not really helping your problem here.
When you sent me that, I was like, oh great, this fucking asshole just sent me this documentary. I got to pay $7 to ruin my life.
I have like a lot of issues with it. I mean, I have a whole thing, and I don't know. I feel like it's not interesting.
I hope it sucks. It's gonna help me, you know.
I mean, just this guy that ended up killing his parents. Like, I don't know why they put that in it. It's so dumb.
He's a schizo. Like, that's really all that is. That's what it sounds like to me, anyway, from hearing it.
All right, I'm gonna read. It's a little lengthy, but it's properly punctuated and put in paragraph. So, thank you. This is from Michael. Hey, Shannon and Maddie, I'm a big fan of the podcast and figured I would share my experience. My name is Michael. This is hard for me to talk about these days, and I think I've only told two or three other people about it since it happened. In February 2018, my girlfriend was diagnosed with lymphoma. Wow, lymphoma. I met her doing stand-up. On her very first day of chemotherapy, I left the hospital to go and do an open mic. They had started her on the IV drugs, and part of that was a sedative, so she would be comfortable, and I would be back the following morning before work to visit her. I already was feeling uneasy with everything that was going on, but I decided to go anyway as she would be asleep for the night. I wonder how long they were dating before this started. It doesn't say. I was the third comic on the list that night, and sometime during the first comic set, I felt myself start to disassociate. Okay. And had this overwhelming feeling that I needed to get the fuck out of there. It wasn't like a panic attack, just everything in my body telling me that I needed to leave. So I did. I had just reached my car and was opening my door when she called me. She was panicking because rashes had formed on her face. And while I was on the phone with her, her airway started to close and she couldn't breathe. I heard nurses and doctors in the background scrambling in her room. And then the line went dead. I didn't hear from her the rest of the night. I ended up in that hospital that night because I thought I was having a heart attack. I thought she was gone. She called me the next morning. She'd had an allergic reaction to one of the chemo drugs, which wasn't uncommon. The next time she got the drug, she was fine. She ended up being in treatment for almost 2 years before she got into complete remission. After that night, I stayed in the hospital overnight as much as I could with her. I was there for most of her treatment. I don't know if it was a coincidence, but every part of my body was telling me something was wrong and that I needed to leave. And I wasn't even in my car when she called me. She passed away this year from COVID at 28 years old. Oh, God. She was diagnosed with cancer on February 20th, 2018, and she died on February 19th, 2021, almost 3 years to the day. She was in the hospital for 7 weeks before it happened, and I barely slept. Two nights before she passed, I had a dream that we were in bed together, not saying a word, just holding each other. I woke up calm for the first time since she got sick. I like to think that was her reaching out and letting me know things would be okay. There were a bunch of little things that happened throughout her cancer treatment like that. And also when she got COVID, bad feelings out of the blue when something was about to happen. But that night at the open mic sticks out the most. Thank you for reading. Keep doing what you're doing. I love the podcast, especially this segment. Oh God, it's so heartbreaking. But I'm trying to think. There was something that I saw or somebody told me recently where it was just a similar thing where all of a sudden you just know that somebody needs you, where you know something bad is happening, which puts like, it makes me, you know, that points me in the direction of some sort of like a energy that connects us all together, you know?
Yeah, people say that like, we're not individuals. We're all just part of like one collective being.
Yeah.
And that's where that kind of thing comes from. Like twins have that a lot too, right? Like they say that.
Yeah. By the way, speaking of us all being connected, and by the way, thank you, Michael, for sharing that story. And I'm very sorry. That's a terrible experience. But another thing about the simulation theory is if it's true, why put so much work into bugs? It's so stupid. I was just watching David Attenborough's something with the word color in it, life in color, whatever, because I love animal documentaries. And it's just about like, you know, how color plays a part in nature and just all this crazy, like bugs do some crazy shit, like the wasps that turn other insects into like zombies and, you know, that they make other bugs take care of their eggs and all this crazy shit. Why go through all that detail? If like, aren't we the main star of the simulation, the humans, why do so much work into freaking bugs?
Yeah, I mean, it would kind of throw evolution out of whack, right? That'd be the idea. Huh. Like you ever see that caterpillar that can like make itself look like a snake?
Yes, that was they showed that in the documentary. Also like birds of paradise are so, I mean, I know it's not a bug, but it was also in the documentary. They're amazing. Like there was a whole documentary about the birds of paradise and just the mating dances that they do. It's just all these little intricacies of life. And for this to be like a program seems crazy, but also any other thing seems crazy.
But unless it's an AI program that learns over time and then mutates and evolves, you know? like the simulation theory doesn't necessarily mean like it doesn't have to be simple. You know what I mean? It can just be like it can be an AI thing where it grows over time. I don't know.
All right. I think we should do plugs.
I'm terrified.
I'm sorry. We should do plugs and wrap up. What would you like to plug, Matty?
Just if you want, you can follow me on Instagram at Jester Skulls, twitch.tv/JesterSkulls, Facebook, which I haven't plugged in a while, Matty Jester Skulls, and on Twitter at Dr. Ding Daddy, because Jack Dorsey is a commie cunt.
You can follow me on Instagram at ShannonLee6982. I also have Twitter and I have TikTok, but I kind of got over TikTok. I'm going to try to go back on it. I'm trying. I don't know.
That's it's a the same by the Chinese, Shannon. Get away from that shit.
It's the same name on there, ShannonLee6982. I sometimes like do behind the scenes videos from Gas Digital. So if you care, you follow me there. Wherever you listen to the show, you can also watch it live for free every single Tuesday at 5:30 p.m. Eastern at gasdigitalnetwork.com/live. That's absolutely for free. But the best way to support the show is to use promo code TTI. You'll get a full week free trial, which gives you access to every single show on the network. It's like a billion hours of entertainment. All of the, I mean, in my opinion, the best podcast that exists, like Legion of Skanks, Irish Goodbye, the SDR Show, Real S Podcast, Mike Vecchione Investigates. They may be shows that I work on, but I love them. So check that out. And it's risk-free. So if you hate it after a week, you can get rid of it. No big deal. Wherever you do listen to the show, if it's on iTunes or YouTube, make sure to rate and review. We didn't meet our quota, but I will say, and by quota, I mean if you're a new listener to the show, we had a certain number of iTunes reviews and or YouTube subscribers that Maddie and I would get matching tattoos on the inside of our lip to for the show. And we didn't reach those numbers, but I think that when we do reach those numbers, we should still get the matching tattoos. Will you agree to that?
Whoa. That's, I don't like that idea at all. I mean, what do you mean?
I like that we are dedicated to the show enough to get this happening.
I mean, we can like start fresh for May.
Try another month. Okay.
Sure. I mean, why did I say that?
All right. We're trying again, guys. You have one more chance. So rate and review on iTunes. Sure. If you're with a friend that has an iPhone, take their phone and leave a rating and review, because I think you can only do it once per phone. So steal someone else's phone.
Smash it on the ground. No, send me a video and I'll laugh for years.
And on YouTube, I mean, just go and just touch over the subscribe. It's so easy and it helps out the show so much. If you want to share your stories, bad dates, bad things, or scary things. I don't know where my bell is. Oh, here we go. Send it to thethingispodcast@gmail.com. Go to podcastmerch.com for t-shirts, hoodies, and mugs. I believe there's a new blanket. There's a Shannon blanket, which of Gas Digital fans that have been here forever. It's an image that originated from the No Disrespect podcast. And it's me on a unicorn farting a rainbow with a bunch of crickets in the background. This was Dylan's idea. I was against it. I was like, I don't want like a thing that's just me, but it's actually kind of cute, except for the crickets part. But anyway, you can get merch for every single show on the network. So podcastmerch.com. I think that's it. Thank you guys so much for listening. And thank you for hanging out for this family episode of the show. We'll be back next week. And that's it. Bye, guys.